passed last year. And just to mention that all of this week's essays are available to listen to again via the Radio 3 homepage.
The Chamber Orchestra of Europe is live in concert. The vibrant players of the Chamber Orchestra of Europe are joined by veteran conductor Bernard Haitink for a programme of contrasts. Violinist Isabel Faust performs a work that she's developed a close and award-winning relationship with, Alban Berg's Haunting Violin Concerto. And in the second half, step into the radiant joy of Beethoven's Sixth Symphony, his Pastoral. Join me, Martin Handley, for Live in Concert with the Chamber Orchestra of Europe on Thursday evening at 7:30 here on BBC Radio 3, or listen in HD sound via the Radio 3 website.
And in a couple of hours from now, Radio 3 Through the Night sets off with the dark majesty and mystery of Sibelius' Fourth Symphony. That's from 1 o'clock. It's 11 o'clock and now World on 3 with Lopo Kotari.
Thanks, Jonathan. Well, in the studio with me are Pete Maris and his band of merry Belgians. They're Jean Toujours, and they're going to be telling me why they're called Always Yellow, amongst other things later on in the programme. But for now, they're going to tease us with this little taster. This is Jean Toujours and C'est parti. We're off.
Les têtes en l'air, trois pas de côté, deux pas de travers, trois en avant, deux en arrière, ça va devant, ça suit derrière, rabat. Restons groupés pour accéder. Tenez vos bretelles, ça va chauffer, Marcel. En route à l'armée d'habitués, du comptoir au pouvoir, des salons, la voie automatique aux amoureux des banques publiques. De bouteilles, en avant les jeunes et les vieilles, allez les habitants qu'attend, activistes de l'autodérision, les pilotes du court-circuit, allez les papillons de minuit.
Hello and a very warm welcome. This is World on 3 with me, Lopo Kotari. That was Jean Toujours getting the party started with C'est parti. street swing New Orleans style with Belgian aggro. They're here in the studio and are going to be providing some live entertainment for us tonight. Also on the programme, I've got some bossa nova, Miles Davis style, that I didn't get round to playing a couple of weeks ago. There are musical tales from Guyana and New Zealand, this week's Commonwealth Connections, and a slew of new releases. Beginning with this one, which is also the artist's last live recording from Senegal back in 1969. Dexter Johnson was a saxophonist who influenced many a horn player in the big West African bands at the time. He was born in Nigeria, but moved to Mali and then on to Senegal in the late 50s. And this recording is from 1969, when he was the band leader for Le Superstar de Dakar. It was recorded live at a nightclub called A l'Étoile at the Star, on the band's last performance before heading off to Abidjan, which was then the capital of Ivory Coast. It was hard to pick which track to play from this album, so I've gone for a soulful cover that they did of a Wilson Pickett number. The song is Something You Got.
Something you got. Margarita, Margarita, no me subas tan arriba, que las hojas en el árbol no duran toda la vida. Desde aquí te estoy mirando, sentadita en tu ventana, qué bonitos ojos tienes, lucero de la mañana. Ay, qué lástima, me da de ver a Margarita que llorando está. Ay, qué lástima, me da de ver a Margarita que llorando está. Comprar chinelas y un vestido tan bonito para que bailes la polca al estilo tacuachito. Desde aquí te estoy mirando cara a cara y frente a frente, pero no eres para decirme chiquitito, vente, vente. Ay, qué lástima, me da de ver a Margarita que llorando está. Ay, qué lástima, me da de ver a Margarita que llorando está.
Grammy Award winners Flaco Jimenez and Max Baca of the Tex-Maniacs bring us vintage conjunto music, Margarita, from their album Legends and Legacies. A song now from the jazzier side of music. Canadians, the Soul Jazz Orchestra, and As the Crow Flies from their album Inner Fire. This is Where Miles Davis Meets Bossa Nova.
We'll be right back.
Light psychedelic folk with layers of wistful banjos. Will Quantic Holland bringing his magic touch to that song You Will Return, featuring Alice Russell, who's in the lineup for this year's WOMAD Festival in Charlton Park, and that's on his album Magnetica. Now, Jean Toujours, the Balkan band from Belgium, opened the programme for us tonight, and they're going to play another tune now before joining me around the table for some late night chat. Pete, what's this next piece you're going to play for us?
Well, it's going to be a bit of Balkan Desert Blues. It's called Si J'étais toi, our very first love song.
C'était moi, on s'aimerait encore. Qu'est-ce que tu crois? On rêverait encore de l'autre bord. Plus vert que ça, il n'y a pas. On n'a plus l'âge, l'avantage, mais des regrets, on n'en a pas. Des regrets, on n'en a pas. We'll ce bourgeois qui est en moi. Je ne l'aime pas, mais il est là. La rebelle qui est en elle me va très bien, ça la rend belle. Elle demande pourquoi, on répond pas, elle ne lâche pas, elle hausse la voix. Elle lève le geste, elle lève le bras, la rebelle qui est en toi. Il n'y a rien de tel pour moi. Si j'étais toi et t'étais moi, on s'aimerait encore. Est-ce que tu crois? On n'a plus l'âge de l'avant. Mais des regrets, on n'a pas. Des regrets, on n'en a pas. La 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 la.
Si j'étais toi. Pete, that means if I was you, I believe. And you said it was your first love song. Pete, come and join me at the table here. Pete Maris, band leader of Jean Toujours.
Hello.
Very warm welcome.
Thank you.
We first met that fabulous year of mud.
Womud. Magic.
And it kind of said so much about you guys as a group, because in spite of it taking, what, hours upon hours to get onto the site, you were all laughing, smiling, that, and pretty easygoing. Is that what it's been like for you?
Yeah, I guess. And that's the souvenir I got from Womud as well. Because, like, I remember blocked motorways and we had to be on air, and so we were too late to be in time to be on air and everything. But in the end, like, we thought, like, okay, we'll have like 500 or 1,000 people, and there were 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people in front of that small stage. It was really magic. And in spite of all the rain, the moment we played, we had like full sun.
It was
like,
of course. Yeah. Okay, so we have to talk about you guys, because although you've been in the studio before, mm-hmm. it's always with another hat on. I mean, you had Mekiek, you had those fantastic Roma sisters, mm-hmm. Katia and Milka. You've been doing lots of stuff in Gang Bay Grass Band, but we've never talked about you and where it all began. So can I first ask, Jaune Toujours, always yellow.
Why?
There's
two reasons. I had a very quick and efficient hepatite. At the moment, I was looking for a band name. That's the one.
You had hepatitis.
Yeah, sort of. it was a mixture of hepatitis and mononucleose. It was a very weird thing. But I met someone, and an old friend of mine, and she said, like, "Hey, you're totally yellow," and I was like, okay, maybe that's something. But the other reason is maybe a little bit more poetic. It's yellow is the color in the Belgium flag that links the two communities. You know, we have like some animosity between French and Dutch speaking, and we're living in Brussels, which is in the middle of it, and where we actually don't really care about all that. I mean, we're confronted with it and we live with it, but most of the people in Brussels really don't bother about mixing up the two and giving in on either way. And that color is really the color that unites both, even if nowadays the color is a bit associated with the independent movement of the Flemish movement. It's that's true as well.
So how many years ago did it all start for you?
I think we missed out our 20th birthday.
20th.
First time we had the name Jeune Toujours coming up was in 93, I think. But this band, in this formula, and the first time we really made so-called professional recordings, the first EP and the CD and everything, was like from 96, 97 on. And the first EP was in 98.
So when did you pick up the accordion, Pete? And who influenced you to take up that instrument?
My parents, they were dancers, folk dancers, and I didn't like the dancing, and I did like the music. So every time they wanted all children on the dance floor, we were nowhere anymore. We were just hiding. And then like the music was like kind of appealing to me, and especially this accordion. So I wanted to play the accordion, but then I don't know why, maybe there was no accordion and there was no accordion teacher, but my mother, she made me play the piano, and she had the accordion player of the dance band saying like, yeah, you should start piano because it's a good basis for accordion. So I went to my piano teacher. She asked me, why do you want to play piano? And I said, well, because I want to play accordion. She said, but shouldn't you be playing accordion? I said, no, don't understand me wrong. Piano is a very good basis for accordion. And so there it went all wrong. And years after that, when I was like 17, I think, I found in the end a little secondhand instrument on which I started. And afterwards, I took some courses with some really good players. And I had to change techniques. I learned everything the other way around. But in the end, all came well.
Did you always want to be a musician, or did you study something else?
I did study languages. I don't know. I knew always I wanted to do something with music, but I didn't know you could make a profession and out of it. So, I guess I did the other studies a bit on sort of reserve, like some safety thing behind me. And if it wouldn't work out that way, I would open up a fritkot, a frit shop or something, because you can make good money out of that in Belgium.
Chips,
yes. I didn't really know at the time that you could really live on it and make a living out of it. But that's the reason I started quite late, actually, if I compare to a lot of other people. We kind of started late, yeah.
So what was the impetus behind putting a group together?
Sounds and mixture of styles, musical styles, mixture of languages, and mixture of different cultures and backgrounds. That was for me, and the need of meeting people, really, like getting confronted with new influences, new people, new exciting encounters. Yeah.
So what are you going to play for us now, Pete?
We're going to play All Eyes, which is a song. The full title is All Eyes on the Left, which says it all. I think we need that, yeah.
Great,
also
thanks.
In Belgium.
Thanks, Pete. So here's All Eyes on the Left then.
Check it out, the neighborhood, strolling down the street. Satellite issues in the west, all eyes on the east. You are right, I am left, and what is left is right. The question is, it's getting serious, all eyes on the right. What step forward, two steps back. These times are not the best. Satellite issues in the east, all eyes on the west. Shrugging shoulders all around, few ideals left. It's about time that we get all eyes on the left. Traffic jams, Euro summit, here I am. You'll have us driving right then left. What is property, what is theft? Time to turn the radio on. Time to play another song. Satellite issues east and west. All eyes on the sunset makes my eyes out. Chill to the bone in my red t-shirt. Singing to myself, marching to the beat.
A bit of the mix that is Belgium, cultures and politics, from Piet Marison and Jean Toujours, who are going to be back for a bit more of a knees up in just over 15 minutes' time. And now for a gentle song about the joys of home, community, neighbours, playing together and helping each other. Habib Koita has a way of playing the guitar that really does transport you to his home in Mali, and a voice that reminds you of the simple beauty of things. This is Drapeau, Flag, a song that invites everyone, people and governments alike, to come and help hold the flag of Mali up high.
Mande kombe jelle, mande kombe jelle, bamlum yo, yela do dia beno. Mande kombe jelle, mande kombe jelle, bamlum yo, yela do dia beno. Wagia ye Mali le to ye darapo wagia ye Wagia ye Mali le to ye darapo wagia ye Jeunesse le to Arime le to Sedea o le to Arime le to darapo wagia ye Wagia ye, Mali le toye, tarapo wagia ye. Wagia ye, Mali le toye, tarapo wagia ye.
Mande kombenjele, mande kombenjele, bamlumyo, yela doji apeno. Mande kombenjele, mande kombenjele, bamlumyo, yela doji apeno. Wagiaye mali leto ye tarapo wagiaye wagiaye mali leto ye tarapo wagiaye wagiaye mali leto ye tarapo wagiaye wagiaye mali leto ye tarapo wagiaye.
Cambié de piel, cambié de vestido. Pincel en mano, dibujé mi sino. Se encendió la oscuridad. Lo último en perder es siempre la esperanza. Las mentiras tumban la balanza. A buen andar, siempre buen camino. Atardeceres de mar en sigilo. Nueva ocasión para amar. El remedio para encontrar la calma. La medicina para males del alma. Volver a empezar. La vida es como un carrusel, unas veces andando y otras a pie, anhelando lo que no vas a tener. Tropiezas con la misma piedra otra vez. La vida es como un carrusel, unas veces andando y otras a pie, anhelando lo que no vas a tener. Y otra vez de vuelta a caer.
Marina, the lead singer of the former Barcelona band Ojos de Brujo. I saw Marina just last month as part of La Línea Festival in London. Much of her music on her new solo album of hers is too pop and rock for me, but El Carrusel is one track where I think her distinctive voice really gets to shine. You're listening to La Pacotari on BBC Radio 3. My guests tonight are Belgian band Jean Toujours, and they're going to be playing for us again in a short while. But right now, I'm going to play the first part of this week's Commonwealth Connection, our musical countdown to this summer's Commonwealth Games in Glasgow. It's the heritage track, a song or piece chosen by a sports person or cultural dignitary from one of the 53 member nations of the Commonwealth. And right now is the turn of Guyana, a country that sits on the northern coast of South America, one of the few countries of the Caribbean that is not an island. David Dabadeen is a writer and an academic, and he's currently the country's ambassador to China. He chose a song about independence in the unmistakable calypso rhythm. Here he is.
My name is David Dabadeen. I'm an academic, a professor at the University of Warwick. I'm also a writer, a novelist and poet. But for the last 3 years, I've been in Beijing as Guyana's ambassador to China. I have chosen a calypso from Guyana by Dave Martins, and his group is called the Trade Winds, and the particular calypso is called Not a Blade of Grass.
We are a peaceful people, struggling we struggle, and we don't look for trouble, just ask around. But when outside faces from foreign places...
Calypso is like a medieval ballad, and the calypsonian is like a troubadour voicing social and political issues of the day. And this calypso on the surface is about the independence of Guyana and a resistance to a particular border dispute we had with Venezuela. So this song was about not giving up a single blade of grass. But in fact, at depth, it really is a song sung for Britain, because it's about our independence. It's about the centuries of resistance and collisions that we had with Britain before we could become independent in 1966.
Our fathers came here, and they lived and died here, and we are moving from here, make no mistake, though we ain't giving up no mountain.
And it's about how, as an independent people, we have to start valuing our landscape, our local habits, our local speech, so that all that shame that we had as a colonized people, as a people who were descendants of slaves and coolie labor, we have to purge ourselves of and really recover our self-esteem and self-confidence, and to create out of that sense of freedom something positive. When this song addresses Britain at depth, it really is the empire singing back. And it's saying, look, we are now independent, we will never go back, and we will create new and creative links with Britain, whether it's in the cricket field, we'll keep beating England whenever we can, but not out of malice. And the English language we will claim for ourselves is also our language, and the Anglican hymns that we sing on a Sunday in the church are also our hymns. So we're really saying we are now a free people, and with that freedom comes the obligation to revalue ourselves.
Not a blade of grass, not one golden apple, not one jamon, not a drop of water from the former room, not one sherriga, not one mommy, not one guinea, not one whitey.
Dave Martins and the Trade Winds and Blade of Grass, a song of freedom. Tonight's heritage track introduced by Guyana's ambassador to China, David Dabadeen, and it was produced by Serena Field. Still to come, the second part of Commonwealth Connection that features New Zealand. And I've also got music from one of Brazil's most colourful music legends. This next song belies its slovenly subject. It's Scotland's multi-instrumentalist and light-of-tone singer Julie Fowlis singing Dance Dun-Coloured Slattern, a song that is more evocative, I think, of the Hebridean coastline than the coaxing of an unkempt and grubby woman to dance.
Mm-hmm. chulu, down silly you, down solo chicken or down silly you, down solo chulu, down solo chicken or down solo chicken or down solo chicken or down solo chulu, down solo chicken or down solo chicken or down solo chicken or down solo chulu, down silly you, down solo chicken or down silly you, down solo chulu, down silly you, down solo chicken or down silly you, down solo chulu, down solo chicken or down solo chicken or down solo chicken or down solo chulu. Down so a chicken or down so a chulu. Diddy you are down so a chicken or down city you are down so a chulu. Down city you are down so a chicken or down city you are down so a chulu. Down so a chicken or down so a chicken or down so a chicken or down so a chulu. Down so a chicken or down so a chicken or down so a chicken or down so a chulu.
Give love to if I need to. Ooh, ooh. trust with my life if I have to? Who can I give love to if I need to? Who? Who? Tell me, who can I run to when my world is upside down? Tell me, who can I cry to when there is no one around? Tell me, who can I run to? Who can I cry to? Who can I trust with my life if I have to? Who can I give love to if I need to? Who? Who? Tell me, who can I run to? Who can I cry to? Who can I trust with my life if I have to? Who can I give love?
Half Nigerian, half Romanian, Ayu, and Who from her album Ticket to the World. She's got a sweet soulfulness to her voice that reminds me a bit of fellow Nigerian Nneka. Well, we've had a bit of a put your feet up moment over the last few tracks. These guys in the studio are now going to shake it up for us. It's back to my studio guest, Jean Toujours. Pete, what's it going to be now?
The song we play is called Petit Château. That means a little castle, but it's a place in Brussels. Actually, it's a sort of refugee center, quite a symbolic place.
Un jour je suis venu dans mon petit bateau. Ensuite j'ai habité dans ce petit château, dans ce pays où il faisait pas souvent beau, mais qui finit par me coller à ma peau. Somikerava, Sarkerejava. La porte en premier, mais c'est magique quand même. On ne sait pas ce qu'on va devenir. Faut que être convaincu que ça vaudra la peine. Sarkerejava.
A song called Petit Château from Jean Toujours, my guests in the studio. A song about a place in Belgium where the refugees are housed. Is that what you were saying, Pete?
Well, it's a sort of transit place. I mean, they're staying there temporarily, and then they get other homes in the best case, which we always hope for them. But it's a symbolic place because before it used to be a military caserne where the recruits got to go just to have like their medical exam. And now it's this transit center. It's an open transit center. It's, yeah.
You've brought up politics quite a bit, actually, tonight, not just in the in that song and in All Eyes, but also when you referred at the beginning to this perhaps slightly uncomfortable mix of languages and cultures in Brussels. What is the politics like there for you? I mean, do you find yourself very much rubbing up against it all the time?
Well, I'm conscious of politics, and I mean, when just being a part of a society is a political position for everyone. So for me, it's very important to know what's going on, to keep informed and to take position. Yeah, it doesn't mean that I want to be in and to go into politics. I mean, you have other people to do that, and maybe they do a lot better than me, but. I mean, that doesn't mean that you can't have an opinion and that you don't have to give your opinion also in what you do artistically. Yeah,
so it influences quite a bit of your music, or at least your lyrics and stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
And we've had the European election settings.
We had that in Belgium too.
Things are going to heat up a little bit. Now, Pete, on your website, you say that your music is for long-term development and for collaboration rather than preservation. What do you mean?
I mean, we exist already for a very long time. And we still aim to go on for a very long time. We don't see any problem in that. We're a bit against the phenomenon of a band just lasting for 3-4 years, then splitting up, going into another project and another project. I mean, it can bring up some good results as well, but for us it works differently. I have the impression we keep on learning stuff and integrating new influences during the years and especially meeting other people and exchanging music. That's what's maybe the most interesting, like when we do projects with the Gypsy singers from Ekiek, or when we collaborated with the Gangbe Brass Band from Benin. Our former project was Radio Transit with people without papers and migrants in Belgium, but who were for all musicians. I mean, their status was a bit next to that, but for us they were for sure musicians. And so lately, very recently, we went to Burkina Faso as well to play a festival, and over there we collaborated with Tuareg musicians, and it's a discovery, and when you go there you have your music, they have their music, and you really can exchange and communicate on that level, and that's really what makes it worth.
And just tell me, Pete, very quickly, I've never been to Brussels, and I will come.
Okay, you're welcome.
But what's the music scene like there?
Very, very diverse. You have everything. Goes from very traditional stuff to mixed up stuff to from Afrobeat to Gypsy to there's really a lot, and I don't control it. I mean, it's I know a lot of stuff, but I'm sure there's a lot of stuff I don't know. And every time you go out, you discover new things and people working on. Maybe there's one moment when everything really comes together. It's called Zinica Parade. It's a very huge parade in which all communities and quarters are working together. Musicians are working together with bands they never met before, and they all go out on the streets, and maybe there you get a glimpse of what's underneath the Brussels skin, because it needs some time to discover, that's for sure. It's not the city that has a very easy entry for tourists or people interested in music, but there are a lot of very good venues. There is a very busy musical life, so it's not too hard either to get into it and discover a lot of stuff.
Well, Pete, thank you very much for coming, for driving all this way from Belgium.
Thank you for having us.
To make it onto the programme this evening. What is the last song that you're going to play for us tonight?
The last song we play is called International Movers of the Heart.
Perfect.
Because we travelled all the way.
Well, while you're setting up, let me just thank Jean Toujours, that's Théophane Rabaillon on drums and percussion, Mathieu Verkeren on upright bass and backing vocals, Matthias Lager on clarinets and soprano sax, Bart Maris on trumpet, and band leader, of course, Pete Maris on accordion and vocals. Next time, three times, Britt Ward, a winger, and MBE Eddie Reader is going to be joining me, and I can't wait to meet her. But for now, here is one final tune from Jean Toujours, International Movers of the Heart.
Here we are, International Movers of the Heart. You wanna talk, you wanna sing, you wanna shout, you wanna scream. Want it alone, don't want it later. But nobody talks in the elevator. Nobody talks in the elevator. Nobody talks in the elevator. Here we are. Here we are, International Movers of the Heart. Cette société, main de la télé, les infos t'ont paralysé. Faut pas désespérer, t'as l'impression de jamais arrêter, toujours en route en train de bouger. Passer tes journées en ascenseur, tu mènes une vie des déménageurs. Il est grand temps de commencer, t'as encore le droit de rêver. Sur ta bagnole t'écris no fear, tu vis le meilleur et le pire. Nobody talks in the elevator, nobody talks in the elevator, nobody talks in the elevator, nobody talks in the elevator. Here we are. Here we are, International Movers of the Heart. Oh.
International movers of the heart. Jean Toujours, that's Théophane, Mathieu, Mathias, Bart and Pete. Thanks very much. Belgium's ambassadors of the global mix. Thanks very much, guys. Well, just as Jean Toujours have drawn on the cultural complexities of Belgium, this next song is where Persia, Serbia and Austria all come together. Golnar Shayar and Mona Matabu-Riahi from Iran have joined forces with Serbian Jelena Poprzan. They met in Vienna and started to explore and share their love of music. This is Azadi, unusual and compelling harmonies held together on a simple bed of hand clapping.
شادی ای آزادی روزی که تو بازایی با این دلهای غم پرور شادی را تو بازاری در کوچه ها تو را جستیم بر بام ها تو را خواندیم شادی شادی
Don't back out of your way.
I know.
tornamo vorni wow tu avvenno mo e che tu avvenno mo anno tu avvenno mo e che tu avvenno mo che che
thank you. Well, she lives all alone on a dark, windy street, in the room at the top of the stairs.
Storytelling with Contagious Beats, Room at the Top of the Stairs from the Rail Splitters. Bluegrass that has travelled across America from the Appalachian Mountains in the east to the Rockies in the west. The Rail Splitters are based in Boulder, Colorado, and they're one of an increasing number of groups who've successfully harnessed the purchasing power of crowdfunding to finance their music. They brought out an album of what I like to call traditional originals. Well, most of the tracks on the album are. And if I get a chance, I'm going to play one of those original tunes a bit later on in the programme. Before that was young Cameroonian biochemist turned singer Karis Fotso and a song from her album Mokta. Well, details of all the music I've played tonight is on the Radio 3 website. Just go to bbc.co.uk/radio3/worldon3. And not only will you find the playlist, but also the link to Commonwealth Connections, all the episodes in the series so far available to download, alongside a blog journal of the adventures the producers of the series have had seeking out the stories and music of the Commonwealth in the lead up to the Games in July. Not to mention photos that really bring the people and places to life. And that brings us to the feature tonight, where the focus is on New Zealand. BBC producer Sushil Dade headed out to the land of hobbits, Middle-earth and the rolling hills of England, all rolled into one. We join Maori a cappella group Wiri Tu'aka on Waitangi Day, the day that the treaty was signed that made New Zealand part of the British Empire and guaranteed the rights of the Maori people as equal to those of the country's British subjects.
Kia ora. We're in Wellington in between Te Papa and the Wharewaka, where there's big crowds gathering to celebrate Waitangi Day. Waitangi Day talks to the Treaty of Waitangi, the founding document of this country. The purpose of today is to get together as one people and celebrate in the sun with our whānau, our family and our friends.
The history of our people is the reason why I am here today. It is me, it is my son, it is my partner, it is my grandfather. So it is very, very important.
Why happy my day
My name is Minaripia. I am the producer and band leader of the group Whiri Tu'aka. Whiri Tu'aka is a five-piece all wahine Māori a cappella group. Today we are here by the waterfront in Wellington playing a special festival to mark Waitangi Day and the celebrations. Enjoy!
Ka hoki atua, takurua, ka hoki maina, takotoranga. Pi mai ngā rito hei herenga ki te tai ao, whānau mai ngā uri hei.
Koanga speaks of acknowledging spring and new beginnings.
Wai hape mai te ko.
Kia ora. Thank you. Waitangi Day, February 6th, is a very special day for us to celebrate here in Aotearoa. The treaty made New Zealand a member of the British Empire and guaranteed Māori rights to our land and gave Māori people the rights of British subjects.
Oh,
enjoy singing in the Māori language. And traditionally, we were growing up singing it. The form is called kapa haka, where we are taught from birth in groups of family and friends. We come together and we do old traditional songs. The kapa haka is a big part of most Māori people. It's open to all humans, really, to want to enjoy that form of music. And it's a lot of fun. And they're very serious. It's a very serious thing here in Aotearoa. We have a competition where it's to find the best in Aotearoa who do this art form, which is traditional Māori kapa haka. You know, it's like X Factor or American Idol and all those sorts of things.
Okay, so basically we're down here on the Wellington waterfront where there's lots of activities going on, from live music on the stage to traditional Māori activities like waka out in the lagoon and weaving and that sort of thing. Not just traditional Māori activities though, we've got lots of different cultural activities and food going on down here, because for us, I guess, well for me anyway, Waitangi Day is really about everyone coming together and celebrating what it means to be a New Zealander, to be a Kiwi, and what it means to live in this beautiful country that we have down this end of the world.
Happy Waitangi Day!
Ko te waka minenga I hui. Ko te tika te pono te wawa tanui. Te taia te whakahe te tika te te karane. Tirohea ko te whakamaori o ngā kupu Pākehā. Ko wai e mataki te hea kataka. E tuku ai te tangata whenua.
From birth, we are musical. You can play everything, you can sing everything. Whereas just as an adult, it's become more of a something that, for me, that personally, it has to be out in the world because it's our stories, it's our journey of being alive, you know, and so it is represented in this particular form, which is a cappella.
No na mata I tau, manene mai, he pai pera, he punga kawe kawea, haura tau hi tori rangatira, he pehi a tātou. He para te huarahi mo ana te mahi muna, tā hai whenua, turaki wairua, uri noa te ao. Hai arahi a tātou ki te rautau rua te kau, kia kaka maka maha ki marire ma te tiriti te ki. Ane te oranga mo koutou.
Takahia, this song represents the treaty, and in English means to the land they came a long time ago, bearing the Bible gifts and rifles we know, the baggage they brought, imperial history, intentions then weren't such a mystery, colonization throughout the world, Victorian morality, attack of spirituality, lead us to the 20th century, do it quickly, quietly, maybe a treaty. We know what is best for ya, see the sovereignty, takahia.
He whakaputa mohi o e kore e tō tika amua. Ki te takatakahia amuri, ko tēnei te tika me moko hei ture. Ki te whakawehe me kore kahinga, iriro whenua atu.
Excited and very grateful of collaborating with Horomona Horo. Horomona is up in Palmerston North celebrating up there, and we are here and we are going to come together tomorrow and create a special piece of music.
Kia ora koutou katoa. Tuatahi ko tēnei te mihi atu ki a koutou, mai aku tūpuna Māori, ki a koutou katoa e hakalongo ana ki tēnei reo irirangi. Greetings, hello, my name is Horo Monohoro. I come from Aotearoa, New Zealand. The taonga puoro that I play, the traditional Māori musical instruments, the pūtorino, which is a unique instrument to the Māori people, the kōwauau, our traditional flute, and the pūtātara, one of our traditional trumpets. It's always a great opportunity when you get the chance to work alongside wonderful musicians of many different areas, styles and genres of music. And so today, having this great opportunity in coming to Titahi Bay, a wonderful beach next to the ocean, and have this collaboration with Whirituake, two of the members of Whirituake, Berianne Munga and Mina Ripia, it's always great being able to interweave and fuse different areas of music combining to create magic for the listener.
Matarehu te atapo, matarehu te mahara, aue, matareki e, matareke reke te upoko, mataruku ruku te tinana, aue, matareki e. Te rangi e tu ki honei, tui a te papa e tako tonei. Hineru he te wahine, ngana te ataha para i tu. Kei runga puanga e,
since the Treaty of Waitangi was signed, there were many laws and clauses of those laws that were passed through at the time the New Zealand government, right through to today, and it signified so many different changes for Māori people. And because I play traditional Māori musical instruments, that is a very determining factor, because around 1906, 1908, there was a law that was passed known as the Tohunga Suppressions Act. And at that particular time, if there were any Māori people caught practicing their cultural arts and cultural ceremonies, it was against the law. And so many things would happen to them. Now this instrument I'm going to talk about, it is known as a poia fiofio. Poia is one of the words sort of given in terms of the context of maybe a ball-shaped implement. Now in this particular case, the poia fiofio is made with an empty shell of a gourd or a calabash. Now the one that I'm holding can make your mouth salivate because it looks like a juicy pear, but really it's a gourd, a calabash with two holes on the side, the seeds being pulled out, a woven material knotted inside of it, and about a shoulder length of rope used as its carrier. Now the puia fiofio was an instrument that our ancestors used to catch a particular bird.
the sound that it creates can slightly differ from forest to forest in terms of the dialect of this particular bird that you're trying to get. One of the things that Māori people do is they speak in proverbial sayings, and one of the sayings that I've used as an anchor for me in the work that I do, and no doubt a lot of musicians, however extreme they may use it, follow this particular expression, and it goes, Kaya te pō te tīmatatanga o te waiatatanga mai a te atua, ko te ao marama, ko te ao tūroa. And it simply translates into, it was in the night where the God sang the world into existence, from the world of light into the world of music. However you express it, however you enjoy it, however you breathe it, it is the music that connects us all.
Voices and rudimentary instruments bringing to life the soul and heritage of New Zealand. Next week's Commonwealth Connection comes from Sri Lanka and Papua New Guinea, which is said to be one of the most culturally diverse countries in the world, 7 million people and over 800 languages. Now, the ticketing website for the BBC at the Key goes live tonight. BBC at the Key is a festival of live entertainment to celebrate the Commonwealth Games. It runs from the 19th of July to the 3rd of August. There'll be many of your favourite BBC shows, live music and activities for all the family, just outside BBC Scotland's building at Pacific Quay in Glasgow on the banks of the River Clyde. And World on 3 is going to be coming to you live from the Key on the 1st of August. And one of the bands on the stage that night will be that juggernaut of Britfolk, Bellahead. All the tickets are free. You just have to go to our website, bbc.co.uk/thekey, and register your interest. Tickets will be allocated via a random draw on the 16th of June. It's not a first-come, first-served basis. You can apply for as many events as you like, but you'll only get tickets for a maximum of up to 5 events. We'll also have loads of events for which you won't need a ticket. So that's bbc.co.uk/thekey, and on Twitter, we're at bbcthekey. Well, hauling ourselves right round the world, next tonight it's Brazil. On Tuesday evening at the Barbican Centre in the City of London, I saw one of the country's legends playing, Caetano Veloso, who was wonderful and a delight to watch. Another legend who is now on my list as a must-see is the artist I'm going to play next. But I have to admit that although he's released more than 30 albums, selling in their millions, and his career has spanned 4 decades, this is the first time that I've come across him. His name is Ney Mato Grosso. He's now 72 years old and his voice is amazing. Atento a Sinais, Alert to the Signs, is his latest album and I really, really like it. There are some great photos of him in the sleeve notes where he looks like Lawrence of Arabia, the Black Swan and Catwoman all rolled into one, which is kind of what his music's like. This is the opening track of that album, Rua da Passagem Transito.
Atrapalham o trânsito, gentileza é fundamental. Não adianta esquentar a cabeça, não precisa avançar o sinal. Dando seta pra mudar de pista ou pra entrar na transversal. Pisca alerta pra encostar na guia, para a brisa, para o temporal. Já buzinou, espere, não insista, desencoste o seu do meu metal. Devagar pra contemplar a vista, menos peso do pé no pedal. Não se deve atropelar cachorro, nem qualquer outro animal. Todo mundo tem direito à vida, e todo mundo tem direito igual. Todo mundo tem direito à vida, e todo mundo tem direito igual. Tem motoqueiro, caminhão, pedestre, carro importado, carro nacional. Mas tem que dirigir direito pra não congestionar o local. Tanto faz você chegar primeiro, o primeiro foi seu ancestral. É melhor você chegar inteiro com seu venoso, seu arterial. A cidade é tanto do mendigo quanto do policial. Todo mundo tem direito à vida e todo mundo tem direito igual. Todo mundo tem direito à vida e todo mundo tem direito igual. Gentileza é fundamental. Todo mundo tem direito à vida e todo mundo tem direito igual. Pisca alerta pra encostar na guia. Com licença, obrigado, até logo, tchau. Todo mundo tem direito à vida e todo mundo tem direito igual. Todo mundo tem direito à vida e todo mundo tem direito igual. E todo mundo tem direito igual. Todo mundo tem direito à vida. E todo mundo tem direito igual.
Mama
Another song from Quantic's album Magnetica, this time a bit of Ethiopian punk led by Dereb Desaleng, a.k.a. Dereb the Ambassador. Dereb grew up in Addis Ababa, but now lives in Sydney, Australia, where he and his eight-piece band are together, thankfully continue to churn out his gritty and compelling brand of Ethio soul. Now, I know we've already spent a bit of time in New Zealand tonight, but Holly Fulbrook is a good reason to head back there, even if it's only for a couple of minutes. She says that someday she'd like to write a book or an essay or something a bit bigger, but for now her songs will do. She goes by the moniker Tiny Ruins, and this is Me at the Museum, You at the Garden from her album Brightly Painted One.
About me in the nature of of my love, I have learned to let you go. Just like that old river flows, and its tide will find its course. And I hear you in the rain, yeah, in the steps that lead ahead, in my voice and solitude, in everything that it's true. No one but you, no one but you knows about me. No one but you, no one but you knows about me. And I see you in the dawn, yeah, in the moonlight, in the sun. And I see you in the dawn, yeah, in the moonlight, in the sun. No one but you knows about me. About me, no one but you, no one but you knows about me, knows about me.
Lovely. A Mexican-born singer, Magos Herrera, and the title track from Dawn, an album that she's recorded with the multi-talented Grammy Award-winning Spanish producer-musician Javier Limón. Beautifully simple, Magos Herrera and Javier Limón. And that is all we have time for this evening. Thanks to Jean Toujours for coming in to play for us, to the Radio 3 team, especially to James, who's been doing the sound tonight. And also thank you for listening. Next week, as I said earlier, Eddie Reader is going to be here, and it promises to be a very interesting evening of music and fiery talk. Join me if you can. I leave you with a song from an ensemble called Mostar Sevda Reunion. Sing What You Know is the proverb that the band have followed on this album, titled Tales from the Forgotten Town, by only singing songs written in and about their native city of Mostar, the cultural capital of the area. This is Omare Pervo Gledanje. Till next week. Goodbye. Gledanje
till dawn, the Trudy.
This is BBC Radio 3. Hello and welcome to Through the Night with me, Katrina Young. The Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra entertains us for the first hour tonight, two classic performances from the archives, beginning with Sibelius, conducted in 1991 by his compatriot Pavel Berglund, who was almost single-handedly responsible for bringing Sibelius's music out of Finland and into the mainstream repertory. He made a lifetime study of Sibelius's manuscripts, but he never thought of himself as a specialist. That, he said, was a label he didn't ask for and which was dreamt up by the record companies. Here he is now with the Royal Concertgebouw in Sibelius's Fourth Symphony.